Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 175 on July 17th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Express Inc., U.S. Global Jets ETF, and United States Steel Company, and we discuss three new trades on Hostess Brands, ARK Innovation Trust ETF, and Lee Auto. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. Email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. And the equity markets in the U.S. had a slight decline, more like taking a breather this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 182 points, ending the week at 34,687 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 42 points, closing at 4,327 points on Friday. Now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of this week is planning the trade and trading the plan. Now, I've covered this topic before, and I really want to reiterate it both for you and for myself. It's important to have a trading plan. That plan might be specific to a particular company or particular to price movement. It could pertain to specific trade types as well. For instance, you might be focused on finding covered call opportunities in stocks that are trending higher that yield more than 10% in a month. That would guide your analysis of the market. It's the roadmap you're using to reach your goals in the market in your trading. Right? Here's an example of not having a plan. Hey, I think the markets are going down, so I'm just going to go short real quick. That's not a plan. It's too nebulous. In the heat of a volatile market, you'll likely just be trading off of emotion. My best, most replicable trading profits have come from having a logical method from which I trade. Yes, I have made money with emotional trades. I've also lost money that way too, just to be honest. And that leads me into actually trading the plan you make. So a few days ago, I created a trading plan. And just before the market opened, I got excited and initiated an emotional trade using futures. It cost me money. It also misdirected me. It was a head fake. And the market traded exactly according to the plan that I had before the open. Now, I still finished the day with a little bit of a profit, but I could have made five times as much money had I been patient and waited to trade my plan, the one that I'd created literally 2 hours before the market opened. Even after all these years of trading, I have to focus on staying patient and simply trading the plan I prepared. If all of your trades are done out of emotional trading style, it's hard to actually improve them because you're going to have to improve emotion. You can improve on executing a well-thought-out trading plan. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Plan the trade, and don't forget to trade the plan. So let's get into the trade review for last week's trades on the show. We'll start off at the covered call. We looked at Express Inc., symbol E as in Echo, X as in X-Ray, P as in Papa, R as in Romeo. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.79 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the August 6th call at 85 cents, hoping for an 18.31% return in 6 weeks. Well, Express Inc. stock fell $1.28, closing at $4.51 on Friday. The call option we sold lost 55 cents, leaving us with a net loss of 73 cents for the week. Now, we can definitely look to roll the strike lower. If we buy back the August 6 call and sell the August 5 call, we will collect 40 cents. That lowers our loss down to 33 cents right off the bat, and if the stock appreciates to $5 per share, we will lock in another 49 cents in the stock, leaving us with a net profit of 16 cents. While this is not ideal, it's certainly better than simply locking in an immediate loss in the market, right? So my goal each week on these trades is to either walk away for even or find a way to squeeze out a little bit of a profit, and there's still room for a profit in this cover call. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread on U.S. Global Jets ETF, symbol J as in Juliet, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $23.98. I looked at selling the August 24-25 call spread at 36 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents. The U.S. Global Jets ETF lost $1.56 this week, ending at $22.42 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. Our spread lost 18 cents over the week, which means we could close the trade and lock in half of our maximum profit after just 1 week. Of course, you'll double your profit if stock stays below $24 per share over the next 4 weeks. And this is a nice trade, so it's just a matter of whether you want the risk of the trade to stay on, or if you'd like to take your money off the table and move on to the next trade. Either way, this one worked as planned over the week. All right, our next trade, our final trade from last week, was the debit spread on United States Steel Company, symbol X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $24.54 per share. I looked at buying the August 23-24 call spread for 66 cents, which would give us a maximum gain of 34 cents or a 51.25% return in 6 weeks. Well, United States Steel shares fell $2.65, closing at $21.89 on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money. The spread can be sold at 25 cents, which is a loss of 41 cents on the week. And I would like to close the trade and get short in Iron Condor with a decently wide strike range. My goal is to sell the August 2019-24-25 Iron Condor. That is collecting 25 cents for selling the August 2019 put spread and collecting 18 cents for selling the August 24-25 call spread. This will give us a total incoming balance of 43 cents, which wipes away our loss for the week. Now, there's a concept in economics called no free lunches. This is a new trade, and this is not free from risk at all. We could still lose 57 cents on the trade if one of the spreads finishes in the money. The strikes that I gave will basically give us a $4 wide range where we'll make money. So as long as stock stays between $20 and $24 per share, we'll make money on this Iron Condor. But there's 5 weeks left where this trade could end up in the money. Now, if you kept the original trade, even though you'll stomach through a 41 cents loss up front, you would only have an additional 25 cents of risk on for this long debit spread. Plus, this stock could move higher in the next 3 weeks, allowing the trade to return to its initial level of profitability. So given those two choices, I would actually choose to wait a few days to see how the price is going to respond. Sometimes it's good to let a trade breathe a little bit before you lock in a loss. And this trade expires in 5 weeks. We have plenty of time left. I'd let it breathe a little bit, see what price action's going to do, and, you know, holding on to this might actually allow you to still be able to lock in that 51% return over the next 5 weeks. So that's it for last week's trades. Of course, yesterday, Friday, July the 16th, was options expiration, so all July options are now valued at their, or they expired at their intrinsic value, so it's either going to be zero if it's out of the money, or its intrinsic value if it's going to be exercised into a stock position. So let's get into the new trades for this week. Of course, we're still using the August 20th expiration for all August trades this month, and we'll dive in with that. So we'll start off with the covered call on Hostess Brands, symbol TWNK, T as in Tango, W as in Whiskey, N as in November, K as in Kilo. The stock ended the week at $16.13 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the August 17.5 call at 35 cents, which could create a return of 10.66% in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $16.13 per share and selling the August 17 half call at 35 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $17.50 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $15.78. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,613, and you would collect $35 for selling the option. Our next trade is a credit spread on ARK Innovation Trust ETF, symbol A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, K as in Kilo, K as in Kilo. The stock ended the week at $116.53 per share. I'm looking at selling the August 117-118 call spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the August 117 call at $5.05 and concurrently buying the August 118 call for $4.65. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices are less than $117 at expiration. The break-even price on this trade is $117.40 per share. In real terms, you would collect $40 per spread that you sell and have $60 at risk. And our final trade on the week is a debit spread. I'm looking at Li Auto, symbol LI, L as in Lima, I as in India. The stock ended the week at $30.32 per share. I'm looking at buying the August 29-30 call spread, paying 61 cents. That can give me a maximum gain of 39 cents or that 63.93% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the August 29 call for $3.25 and concurrently selling the August 30 call at $2.64. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices are above $30 per share at expiration. The break-even price is $29.61 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $61 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $39 per spread. That's it for the trades for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening this week's show, and also for the email. I have a number of messages to get returned, so if you haven't heard from me yet, you will soon. Thanks again for also following me on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to be making a follow-up video to walk through the technical side and the pricing for the trades I presented on today's show. So that's it. Have a great weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.